what have you seen from this Patriots defense on film, and do they look different from how they did in the first time you faced them?
Well, I haven't had a chance to watch too much film on them. You know, it's been our first day back, but we've watched enough to know that, you know, obviously they've switched some personnel changes around. Obviously, Haynesworth isn't there. You know, I haven't seen some of the other guys, like Spikes, haven't seen him play in a while, and I think Carter's out, and I don't know if Chung has been injured or what. So, you know, other than, you know, those few key things that we're kind of aware of, you know, we feel like, you know, they're still, you know, a solid defense. Obviously, they're probably not ranked where they want to be, but still a defense that can create turnovers, and, you know, they do a good job at that, and they do a good job at playing fundamental football and you know, bending but not breaking almost mentality. You know, they're still pretty stout up front, you know, with Wilfork and Anger and, you know, that D-line. They do a good job of, you know, creating some havoc in the middle. So that's something we're aware of, and we got to do a good job at handling.
What is different for your team since you saw the Patriots in the season opener?
Well, I think first off, it was a new offense for us, you know, a new system. Obviously, for me, is a completely new environment, team, everything. And I think it was just a matter of guys getting into a rhythm with this new system. And then, obviously, we had a pretty big injury with Chad going down and Matt Moore having to step in. So that obviously changed things a little bit or a lot. And, you know, so I think it was just a matter of us all getting into a rhythm on the same page, getting used to this offense and figuring out, you know, our identity. And I think once we did that, I think you kind of see that we can be a tough team.
Did you wonder, you know, when you guys were 0-1, whatever it was, did you wonder how the team would respond? Were you surprised that it's come back so strong like this?
Yeah, I did. Obviously, because this being my first year on this team, I wondered, you know, how we would respond. But at the same time, I knew some of the guys in the locker room. I knew that we had a good group of guys in here with good character and good leaders on this team that would, you know, not allow this team to fall apart. And I think we did a good job at that. I think the leaders did a good job at that, at handling, and the team did a good job at handling everything that went on with us being 0-7, you know, all the losses. And then we were able to bounce back and put together a stream of wins. I think, you know, it says a lot. It speaks volumes about the type of guys we have on this team. You know, I'm proud to be a part of this team.
What led to your big day on Sunday? Is there something scheme-wise? Are you fitting in better? Why was the production like it was?
Well, I think for starters, you know, we knew that we didn't do a good job playing against or running the ball against Buffalo the first time we played them. You know, they did a good job at stopping our run game, and we obviously did a good job with the passing game and putting up points pretty quickly. But running the ball is something that we pride ourselves in, especially, you know, from the front five guys, front offensive line guys. You know, they pride themselves in being able to run the ball, and that was something that we wanted to do better this game. We wanted to dominate up front, control the line of scrimmage up front, you know, pretty much push them backwards and just do a better job at running the ball. And we felt like we were able to attack right off the back, and we sustained it pretty much throughout the game. You know, I think that was it. You know, the offensive line did a great job at really making it easy for me to go out there and be a playmaker.
You mentioned the new offense. Do you think maybe things may have been different for your team? I mean, you can't change the lockout, but do you think that obviously had an impact early on for you guys?
I think so. I think anytime you bring in a new offensive system any type of system, you definitely need time to get used to it, to get used to just the terminology, the schemes, the play calling, and you need time to get used to that. And I think that definitely probably hurt us a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is football and nobody's going to feel sorry for us. So we're just going to do our best to finish the season strong.
How has it been with Coach Bowles taking over? You know, is it strange to have one head coach and then a new head coach come in 14 weeks into the season? How has that, you know, transition been the last week or so?
I think it's definitely been a little strange for the guys around the locker room, just being used to Sperano being here throughout, you know, throughout the season, and guys who've played with Sperano since he first got here, I think it's been a little strange for him. Yeah, of course. You never, you know, it's change is always something that's, you know, it can be a little different. But I think, I thought Coach Balls did a great job at handling the situation, managing the situation, you know, when he was obviously put into the head coaching spot. I thought he did a good job at addressing the team the first time, you know, for the first time as a new head coach. And you know, I don't think guys have really missed a beat. I think guys have been kind of upbeat. Everybody understands the situation, and we all understand this is a dog-eat-dog world. So we're just doing our best to continue to move forward and try to focus on what's important right now, and that's the New England Patriots.
Do you think that you're showing you can be an every-down running back?
Yeah, I think I'm showing that. Yeah, I think so. I think I've tried to do my best at just every time I touch the ball, running for 4 yards, and you know, not trying to break the big run every time I touch the ball, but more importantly, giving our offense a chance at the second and shorts or third and shorts, and not putting them in you know, long down situations.
The Patriots clinched the division title already, and you guys are out of the playoff hunt. So, what will motivate you guys to come up here this week?
It's a division game. It's a big game. It's New England Patriots. Anytime you play in a divisional opponent, it's always big. And we want to finish the season strong. And then at the same time, we know that, hey, we're still being evaluated no matter what. No matter what the record says, you know, we're all still being evaluated on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And it's still important to go out there and do your job. And that's the most important thing. And guys, obviously, at the same time, want to win. So we want to finish the season strong. And that's our motivation, is to finish the season strong, to win, and to just do our job.
Were you surprised that Kim's marriage only lasted 72 days?
I have no comment about that, man. I'm focused on football right now.
But 72 days, I mean, that's like, it's barely a honeymoon.
Yeah, well, I guess strange things have happened. But, you know, like I said, I'm focused on football. I'm not focused on anybody else's marriage or anything like that.
If you want to read about it, there's plenty in the gossip magazines, all sorts of material.
Yeah, trust me, I'm very well aware of what's going on in the gossip magazines.
Thanks, Reggie.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Reggie.